Lord Nrisimhadev. And then he said, as we said, this form of Lord Nrisimhadev is an eternal form. It's eternally situated in the spiritual world, but the form of the Lord descends to fulfill a particular pastime. He came to protect his devotee, Prahlad Maharaj, as we said. There's an interesting story about Prahlad, which I thought would be interesting to tell, although it's not directly related to what we've been talking about so far. But it's an important point to understand that the great value of observing the Sringa Chaturdasi, because it's described in the Shastra that Prahlad Maharaj, and Lord Nrisimhadev tells him, I think it might be in the Nrisimha Upanishad, it's one of the Upanishads or the Hari monks or something, described that Prahlad, in his previous birth, he had taken birth in the family of devotee. His name was Vasushama, and his wife Suhila. She was also a very saintly woman, and they had five sons. And four of the sons, they were very, very pious, devoted individuals. And one of them, the eldest son, whose name was Vasudev Sharma, and that's who Prahlad was in a previous birth. Actually, he was addicted to sinful acts, and in fact, he was, by due to his association with a prostitute, he had become very degraded. And as it turned out, that at one time that he and his prostitute, they got into a big argument, and they decided, because they in that argument that they were going to fast, and he ended up staying up all night. And it just so happened that the day that they fasted all day and the whole night that they stayed up was the Sringa Chaturdasi. And it's described that because they performed a fast and stayed up all night in the Sringa Chaturdasi in that previous birth, the prostitute, she actually became elevated to a higher planet, and then later she became a devotee of the Lord. And this Vasudev Sharma, who had taken a low birth because of that observation on the Sringa Chaturdasi, he became the great devotee Prahlad Maharaj and took birth from her Kashipu in the family of demons. So I think it illustrates at least how important it is that even unknowingly one, and how auspicious it is, such a day as the parents' day of Lord Nrisimha, that if one observes this day by fasting and by hearing the pastimes of the Lord, and of course it described also staying up all night. I don't know if anyone's going to be doing that tonight now after hearing this, but it's one way to become cleansed of any impurities that may still be there within the heart. So that story is told. Another interesting story I also wanted to relate is I can't remember what year it was. I think it might have been 1970. When Srila Prabhupada introduced the chanting of the Nrisimha prayers in the temples. I know in the Vedic base it gives reference that in August 1st, 1970, Prabhupada had given out a slip of paper with the Nrisimha prayers, and he taught all the devotees how to chant the Nrisimha mantras. And then he said that now I will be leaving. Tomorrow I'm going to Japan, but now you chant these prayers, and Lord Nrisimhadev will take care of them in my absence. I was just reading that. And of course, and gradually Prabhupada introduced the chanting of the Nrisimha prayers. As we said, we oftentimes think of worshipping Lord Nrisimhadev for protection. And there is a very wonderful prayer, which is Nrisimhastaka, which is, we think of protection, we think of protection simply of the physical body. But, where is it? It also described that Lord Nrisingadev, there is a verse, I think it's composed by Sridhar Swami, the commentator of the Srimad Bhagavatam. It's Prahlada Hridaya Ladam Bhakta Vidya Vidaranam Sharad Indu Rachim Vande Parindra Varanam Harim. He says, let me offer my obeisances unto Lord Nrisingadev, who is always enlightening Prahlad Maharaj within his heart, and who always kills the neshas that attacks the devotees. His mercy is distributed like moonshine, and his face is like that of a lion. Let me offer my obeisances unto him again and again. So, protection is not just simply of the physical body. Also, we understand that Lord Nrisingadev, he protects us like Prahlad Maharaj in the fifth canto. He prays to Lord Nrisingadev to please use your fingernails like chisels and to rip out the fruit of desires that are there within the core of my heart. He prays in this way. So this is another way that Lord Nrisingadev protects. He protects by killing the neshas that attacks the devotees. In this way, there is a very wonderful prayer. It's called the Shringhastakam. I'll read just this translation, because if I don't, I won't even get to the Brihad Bhagavatamrita verse that I wanted to read. But it's all about Lord Nrisingadev, so even if I don't get to it, at least we're hearing about Lord Nrisingadev. So in the Shringhastakam it says, I am meditating on the Supreme Person known as Nrisinga, who is attainable through Vedanta philosophy. He is the carrier of the conch and the Sudarshan disc, and he is the only means for crossing the ocean of birth and death. You mercifully protect Nila and Rama with your chaste spiritual internal potency. You also extend your protective energy over Prahlad Maharaj. O Nrisinga, please protect me too, for I am also trying to be your devotee. Your lotus feet are comparable in effulgence to the brilliance of the sum total of the jewelry possessed by all the demigods. Your roaring is like that of the thundering clouds at the universal dissolution. O Nrisinga, please protect me too, for I am also trying to be your devotee. You are the maintainer of Prahlad Maharaj, and your open mouth is exactly as the sun, which causes the destruction of the universe. O Lord, your grunts frightens all the roaming predators of the night. You are always beautifully glorified by the sages such as Narada Muni. O Nrisinga, please protect me too, for I am always trying to be your devotee. O Nrisinga, your divine form is horrifying. You are tearing apart all the wild animals descending from the caves and the mountains to terrify, to drink the blood of everyone. Actually, these wild animals as described is the nectars in the heart. This is what is in this prayer. You are tearing apart all the wild animals descending from the caves and the mountains to terrify, to drink the blood of everyone. O Nrisinga, please protect me too, for I am also trying to be a devotee. O King of the Yogis, Lord of the Lords, and the protector of the process of yoga, you are the remover of the sufferings of those who are dear to you. Your wonderful form is described in the Agamas. Please glance upon me, who is without shelter and possesses no good qualities. O Nrisinga, please protect me too, for I am also trying to be your devotee. You are the auspicious lion that dispersed the grief of Prahlad Maharaj. O powerful lion who tears everything apart in an intoxicated mood, you are the lord of the ferocious predators of the dark night. Your lotus feet are surrounded by all divine and pious personalities, beginning with Lord Indra. O Nrisinga, please protect me too, for I am also trying to be your devotee. Some people try to embrace your lotus feet, the process of knowledge. Others try by performing pious activities, and yet others by the path of devotion. O Murari, by your mercy, all of them attain liberation. O Nrisinga, please protect me too, for I am also trying to be your devotee. So here's a very nice prayer, we understand that we pray to Lord Nrisingadev to protect not only simply from physical harm, but also to protect us from anarthas within our heart. If we pray to Lord Nrisingadev to remove the anarthas within the heart, then we can become someday qualified to actually enter into the pastimes of the Supreme Lord. And here we see in these prayers that Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given, has wonderful prayers in the Shrinavati Bhavataranga. These prayers are for receiving the mercy of Lord Nrisimhadeva. And these prayers are certainly assurance to all sincere devotees that the worship of Lord Nrisimhadeva is purely in the line of aspiring love and devotion to Sri, Sri Radha and Krishna. And these prayers are as follows. Within my sinful heart, the six enemies headed by lust perpetually reside, as well as duplicity, the desire for fame, plus sheer cunning. At the lotus feet of Lord Narasingha, I hope that he will mercifully purify my heart and give me the desire to serve Lord Krishna. Weeping, I will beg at the lotus feet of Lord Narasingha for the benediction of worshipping Radha and Krishna in Navadvipa, perfectly safe and free from all difficulties. When will this Lord Hari, whose terrible form strikes fear into fear itself, ever become pleased and show me his mercy? Even though Lord Nrisimha is terrifying toward the sinful souls, he offers great auspiciousness unto the devotees of Lord Krishna, headed by Prahlad Maharaj. When will he be pleased to speak words of compassion unto me, a worthless fool, and thereby make me fearless? He will say, Dear child, sit down freely and live happily here in Sri Gauranga Dham. May you nicely worship the divine couple, and may you develop loving attachment for their holy names. By the mercy of my devotees, all obstacles are cast far away. With a purified heart, just worship, just perform the worship of Radha and Krishna, for such worship overflows with sweet nectar. Saying this, will that Lord delightedly place his own divine lotus feet upon my head? I will experience sublime love for the divine couple, Radha Krishna, and undergo the ecstatic transformations called Satvaka. Falling on the ground, I will roll about at the door of Sri Nrisimha's temple. So in this prayer, we see why Srila Prabhupada gave us the worship of Lord Nrisimhadeva, the protection. Protection, we always think of protection simply from physical harm. But this is a prayer to please uproot. Take the sinful heart with the six enemies headed by lust and to remove them, eradicate, so I can become qualified to serve Sri Sri Radha Krishna. Even Lord Chaitanya himself is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. When Lord Chaitanya came to Jayada Nrisimha Kshetra, when he came to that place, he immediately began offering prayers to Lord Nrisimhadeva. Sri Nrisimha, Jai Nrisimha, Jai Nrisimha, Paladesha, Jaya Padma, Mokha Padma, Bringam. He's offering his prayers. All glories to Lord Nrisimhadeva. All glories to Lord Nrisimhadeva. Who is the Lord of Prahlad Maharaj. And who is always beholding And like a honeybee, he is always beholding the beautiful lotus-like face of the goddess of fortune. So this is a prayer that Lord Chaitanya is offering when he sees Lord Nrisimhadeva in Jayada Nrisimha Kshetra. He also offers another wonderful, very wonderful prayer. He offers the prayer also spoken from the lips of Lord Chaitanya himself. He says that Ugro Pyo Yuga Evayam Svabhaktanam Rikeshari Keshariva Svapotanam Anyesham Uga Vikrama. Although very ferocious, the lioness is very kind to her cubs. Similarly, although very ferocious to non-devotees like Hiranyakashipu, Lord Nrisimhadeva is very, very soft and kind to devotees like Prahlad Maharaj. Lord Chaitanya saw this deity of Lord Nrisimha, it's described he began dancing in ecstasy and then he fell down on the ground, prostrating himself, full on the bhats, and began chanting and chanting, singing out these prayers to Lord Nrisimhadeva, showing by his example the need to perform this worship of Lord Nrisimhadeva. And in this prayer, he quotes that verse as saying that, all very ferocious, as we know that Lord Nrisimhadeva was very ferocious as he descended to protect his devotee Prahlad from the hands of Hiranyakashipu, and he became so angry. In fact, There is one description also describing this anger. I'll read that. This is also from this Krishna Sandarbha. In the scriptures, the Lord's form as Nrisimha is described as having a frightened face and filling his enemies with fear. The word bhishana, frightening, which occurs in Lord Nrisimha's mantra, is explained in the following words of the Nrisimha Tapati Upanishad. Why is the Lord called frightening? Because when all the demigods, all the worlds, and all the living entities see his form, they all flee in fear. He fears no one. Out of fear of him, the wind blows, the sun rises. And out of fear of him, fire, the moon, and death all flee. What is that form? It's described, a very wonderful form in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Described that how Hiranyakashipu was studying the form of the Lord after Lord Nrisimhadeva appeared from the pillar. He was trying to decide who the form of Nrisimhadeva standing before him was. The Lord's form was extremely fearsome because of his angry eyes, which resembled molten gold, his shining mane, which expanded the dimensions of his fearful face, his deadly teeth, and his razor-sharp tongue, which moved about like a dueling sword. His ears were erect and motionless, and his nostrils and gaping mouth appeared like caves of a mountain. His jaws parted fearfully, and his entire body touched the sky. His neck was very short and thick, his chest broad, his waist thin, and the hairs of his body as white as the rays of the moon. His arms, which resembled flanks of soldiers, spread in all directions as he killed the demons, rogues, and atheists with his conch shell, disc, club, lotus, and other natural weapons. So this is a description of a very terrifying form. And as we know, as it's described in the Bhagavatam, when the Lord Nrisimhadeva manifested this form to protect his devotee Prahlad, he appeared from the pillar, because Prahlad Maharaj, one of the purposes Lord Nrisimhadeva appeared was to uphold the statement of Prahlad Maharaj, because when Hiranyakashipu was challenging, he says, where is this Lord that you claim has given you so much strength? Hiranyakashipu said, you say your Lord is everywhere. Okay, if he's everywhere, is he in this pillar? And Prahlad Maharaj responded by saying, yes, Father. Prabhupada in one lecture, I always like this, Prabhupada in one lecture, he explains that at this particular point, when Hiranyakashipu, he asked Prahlad, as your God that's going to protect you in this pillar, then Prahlad looked at the pillar, and Lord Nrisimhadeva, only we could only be seen to Prahlad, was on top of the pillar, and he looked at Prahlad and he winked. And Prahlad said, yes, Father. And then, of course, he manifested himself. He took his birth from the pillar. And he manifested this most ferocious form. And, of course, this form was very ferocious. And it was this form which appeared to destroy Hiranyakashipu for the reasons as we know, because to uphold the statements of Lord Brahma. Of course, Lord Brahma was chastised by the Lord and told him, don't give out any benedictions like this again, please. It's the benedictions he had given to Hiranyakashipu. He gave him the benediction that, as we know, that he could kill neither day nor night, nor by any created being of Lord Brahma, nor by any man or beast, nor indoors, nor outdoors. And in this way, the Hiranyakashipu was thinking himself to be completely immortal. But this ferocious form appeared, destroyed Hiranyakashipu, and then destroyed Hiranyakashipu's army. And then, as we know, Lord Nrisimhadeva, he sat down, and he continued to manifest this Ugra Nrisimha, excuse me, Nrisimhadeva, I think I said Hiranyakashipu. Nrisimhadeva manifested this form of Ugra Nrisimha And it was a very fearsome form. And all the demigods, when they saw this form, as described, in the demigods are offering prayers one by one, Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, even the goddess Lakshmi, they all began offering prayers, but nobody could pacify the Lord. The Lord continued to manifest this ferocious form. And everyone was becoming fearful what to do, how to, you know, to deal with this form. So they realized that the only way that they could have any hope that the Lord become pacified is they approach Prahlad and said, Prahlad, why don't you go? And Prahlad displayed, as he did throughout the entire Leela, because he displayed how he had such firm faith in the Lord's protection, he had such firm faith in the Lord, that he understood that this, although this form was very fearsome, he immediately went down before the Lord and he prostrated himself before the Lord, and the Lord became so pacified. He offered prayers unto the Lord. The Lord became so pacified, he took Prahlad on his lap and he patted him. And as we know, he became completely pacified and asked Prahlad Maharaj for what benediction he wanted fulfilled. So, there are many aspects of the Leela which I left out, and I didn't get to read the verse from Bhagavatamrita because it's Arctic is just in 2 minutes, it's.
Have you finished?
It's too long. It won't be sufficient time. But we did get to speak a little bit about Lord Nrisimhadeva and his devotee Prahlad. The two of them are inseparable. Whenever we speak of Lord Nrisimhadeva, we think of Prahlad. And certainly Prahlad's an intense devotion, which would cause the Lord to appear to protect his devotee Prahlad. He also appeared to uphold the words of Narada Muni. Narada Muni, when Prahlad was still within the womb of his mother Kayadu, and when Hiranyakashipu was performing severe austerities and penances, at that time, as we know, the demigods decided they would take advantage of Hiranyakashipu's absence and they would attack the demons who had taken control of the upper planetary systems. And therefore, the demigods attacked the demons, and Indra, in his attack, leading the attack, he decided that he would take Kayadu and he would destroy the child within the womb, because that he knew the child within the womb was none other than the seed, which was impregnated by Hiranyakashipu, and thought for sure that it would be another unacceptable demon taking his birth. But when Indra went and to personally to punish and to kill Kayadu, Narada Muni, who I think it's described in the Bhagavatam, who at that particular time had no engagement, so he happened to be available. So he shows up at an opportune time, you know, because he's always traveling everywhere and always meeting, getting disciples and preaching. But at this particular time, he had no engagement. So Narada Muni showed up and said, what are you doing to Indra? He stopped him. They said, no. He said, don't you realize that this woman, she has no husband to protect her. She should be protected. And not only that, but the child within her womb is a great sinless devotee of the Lord. You cannot possibly kill him even if you wanted to. So because Narada Muni had made this statement, therefore Lord Nrisimhadeva also had to uphold the statement of Narada Muni by proving that there's no way that he said, no, he said, no, you cannot kill him if you wanted to. He said, nobody can kill this devotee of the Lord. So he came to protect that statement of Narada Muni also. It's also described in the Bhagavatamrita. I'm trying to summarize some of the things that were in the verse without going and reading the whole thing. That he also upheld the statement of Hiranyakashipu, who happened to be one of the gatekeepers of Vaikuntha, Jai. And Hiranyakashipu had made the statement that's given in the Bhagavatam. He said that the Lord himself will have to kill me, or something like that. He made some statement that's there in the Bhagavatam. So to uphold that statement also, the Lord appeared as the Shivanadev to kill Hiranyakashipu. So, I think it's time for RT. We'll have to end here. Thank you very much. I'll close the